Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And, well, you may notice I'm in a little bit of a different place here. I'm up at my ranch in Ocala or near Ocala, Florida. I've got kids running around everywhere. You're probably going to see from one of them, maybe even two of them. We've actually got a couple of legendary team members up here hanging out for the week, spring break weekend. So we're hanging out with each other. Got a big family environment going on up here. I'm actually hanging out right now because the Wi-Fi is so bad. I'm in the laundry room of my ranch. It's a very, very beautiful place. There's lots of cool things to look at, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to look at those because the Wi-Fi is so bad. But I'm doing what I got to do. I've got Starlink right here that's hooked up. And it's giving me hopefully all the Wi-Fi and internet connection that I need to be able to do the show. And we have a returning guest this morning on the show. I'm really excited to check in with her. So with that being said, Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I am so glad I can hear you and see you clearly. Yeah. Glad to see you again as well. So remind everybody when the last time you were on the show was.
October. So okay. It's been 8 months.
Yeah. It's been, you know, nearly 6 months, right?
Yeah.
5 months. So, what was the feeling like coming on the show in October? What was the feeling like coming back on the show today?
So last time I was really nervous. I definitely felt like I was going to throw up, and I think I sweat through my entire outfit after the show. I had to change. It's nerve-wracking to come on live. I wasn't doing lives regularly with my audience yet, and now I do them every week. And so coming on now, I've definitely built more confidence in that. I know we talked about confidence last time, but going live is just, it's different than posting a video and being able to edit it. So coming on today, like, I don't know. I just didn't feel as many nerves. I'm still nervous. I mean, you always want your story and your point to get across to your audience and people watching, but definitely have built the confidence there in the live aspect.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad you're feeling more comfortable. Last time you were a rock star, so I wouldn't have noticed that you were saying as I sweat just all the time. So you wouldn't notice anything different from me. I'm just sweating all the time. So remind everybody, what is your story? Like, how did you get started in the beginning? Just as a recap, if they want the full episode,
yeah,
they can go back in October and find you. What is the nutshell version of how you got started with digital marketing, and what was the motivation behind it?
Yeah, so obviously, like most people, you know, you're brought up and you do everything you're supposed to, and that's just how I thought it was to be successful. Like, I followed all the rules. You know, I played sports, went to school, got good grades, went to college, got a job. And like a few years in, I was a teacher. I handled teacher to marketer. So I was a teacher for 8 years, an elementary teacher. And just a few years in, I was just kind of like, oh my goodness. You know, I love the teaching aspect. I coached volleyball. Like, I have all of that in me, and I love seeing the growth and I love the connections, but everything into it is so draining, you know, whether it's the politics of teaching or being told what you can and can't do and the never ending to-do list, which is life, but it's just different. And you just don't feel like, or I didn't at least, besides, you know, being with the kids, that I was doing or felt fulfilled, if that makes sense. I would just like go home after work and sleep, and I didn't really have the energy to do anything. I could always had to say no to everything, whether it was like time. Financially, it didn't like hurt me that much because I had to say no. I can't go on a trip at the end of January. You know, I have to go during spring break and summer and Christmas break, which has now dwindled down to like 5 days, you know? So I just knew that there had to be more. I wanted more time. I wasn't feeling it. It didn't feel like I was where I was supposed to be. I knew I was supposed to teach. It's just, I found it in a different way. So just like everybody else, I was scrolling on social media after work because I don't want to do anything else, or watching TV. And I just had come across somebody, you know, who was doing this full time. And it really amazed me because I mean, obviously everyone's skeptical, and mine was a little bit less just because in a sense of like, I did it a little bit with my dog's account. I talked about that. Like, I have an Instagram for my dog. And so I knew it was like a real thing. I just didn't realize how it could turn into a real business. So when I came across it, I was just like, oh my gosh, okay, this is a real thing. People make real money doing this. It's not like much to replace my teaching salary. You know, you don't make very much as a teacher. Obviously I had my husband look at it. I, you know, did my research. Ultimately I ended up purchasing it and absolutely loving it. It just opened my eyes to see how everything worked. Having an advisor, like, I'm a teacher, right? So like, I do all of my due diligence. Like, I research, I wrote down all my questions. I don't know if I overwhelmed my advisor. I don't know, but I always had like a whole list of things to ask. Like, I utilized everything it gave me, and it just opened my eyes to like, I can teach, but in a different way that is not going to like drain my time, drain me like mentally, physically, emotionally. And I can have time to do things I actually enjoy.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. Jalen, let's get our banner up for how people can get started with the 15-day challenge. If they're watching here right now, and just in a moment, we'll put up Steph's handles.
I think it just went live. Dave disappeared. Oh, there you go. Okay. I was
like, I'm back. I'm back. So many things stood out from what you just said. I mean, from how you can utilize a skill of teaching and have that be something that you can use in this environment, in this business. I mean, this is all about, you know, explaining, teaching, communicating, sharing, kind of what we do all day. And even if you're not a teacher, my friends, you do this for free with your friends, with people that you know. Even if you're just sitting at the bar, you're sitting there, you're talking, you're explaining, you're sharing, you're communicating. Why not get paid for it? Yeah. You know, why at least try to get paid for it? Just explore, see. You might be better at it than you think you are. The other thing that stood out to me is how you utilized every, you know, resource here at Legendary. Anyways, we're not the only show in town. We're not the only game in town. You can go out and learn internet or affiliate marketing. You can go out and learn course creation or coaching from lots of different places. There's a guru around every internet corner, you know, nowadays that's teaching some things, but we try to offer something that's unique here in Legendary. That's our unique selling proposition. A 15-day challenge, which is an appetizer that you can go through for a few dollars. And we even hook you up with a business plan advisor. Yes, that business plan advisor is going to sell other stuff. That's their role. I mean, we're a for-profit business, not a nonprofit business. And you're in full control of your journey and your experience. You can, nobody's going to take your credit card out of your wallet. It's your job to soak up every drop of information, to ask. And that's also what our advisor does. They're there to, that's what any good salesperson does. That's what any good marketer does. That's what we're learning here, I hope, as you all are getting deeper into this marketing education experience, is that great sales, great marketing is about education. It's not about hard, aggressive selling. It's not about slam dunking people in with a one call close. It's about answering questions. So every single person on our team, from our advisors to our marketing department to customer service, has been trained over the years to not hard sell, aggressively sell, act like an ass on the phone, but to educate, to entertain, to answer questions, to point in the right direction. And it is your responsibility as a customer coming through, just like it is anywhere. If you go to a restaurant and you didn't ask any questions and you didn't look at the menu and you didn't get what you wanted to eat, you wouldn't sit there and say, what a horrible restaurant. I mean, you would kind of have your common sense would kick in and say, well, I didn't look at the menu and I didn't ask any questions, right? So that's a very simplified analogy. But I think it applies here, and I think that's why you're doing well in your business, is because you did come in with yes, you're a teacher, but a learner's heart. Does that feel like it fits?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's another reason going into it at all, that I love to learn. And I kind of talked about this when we chatted last time, is just like, I'm very educated. And I had talked about how uneducated I was in money. Like, everyone around me has always known about money. My parents were business owners. My friend group I have created are business owners. My husband has that entrepreneurial spirit. And I was the one always lost. Like, I learned about everything else, but money just like went over my head. And I have learned so much. And, you know, obviously with my business and being able to help the other adventures my husband and I do on the side. So it's just been kind of amazing to see like the flexibility it's given me in my life, not just time, but like just figuring out how to use money, how it works, being involved in those conversations now and not being like, oh, that's really cool. And like actually having no idea what someone's saying, but you know, I can actually do that now.
Yeah. And you got a taste and began to learn that here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a marketing, that's so beautiful. And that's one of the things I've tried to integrate more into some of our live events is talking more about money management, some of the things that I do, which are very simplified, but are very important, such as having a bank account for your personal checking, your business checking, which is going to be under your corporation or your LLC, a tax savings account that you're setting aside as an entrepreneur, your taxes each and every month so you can pay them quarterly or at the end of the year. And then also having a business and a personal credit card. I use Amex. I put all my expenses on one, all my personal expenses on the other. I pay them off at the end of the month. Why? Yeah. Because I want compounding interest working for me, not against me, right? And so X allows me personally, this is my choice, allows me to rack up points and pay it off at the end of the month. I haven't actually purchased anything. I've had lots of stuff delivered, but I haven't purchased anything with cash from Amazon in a very long time because I just use points. Same with airline tickets and even some hotels. Then I take that money from my cash cow business, the business that, and I say cash cow, not my multiple streams of income, because that's one of the things that I think gets a lot of people in trouble is they try to get multiple streams streaming before one stream streaming. And the money from my one business that I put 100% of my energy into, and that gives me 100% of a return if I'm in a good business. And I've always been in the information business, selling courses, coaching events, and doing affiliate marketing, exactly what we teach here. And then I take the money from that business and invest it in smart, safe investments. Now, I'm not a financial advisor. This is what I do, which are index funds, which go and learn about index funds, friends. Learn about safe, you know, risk, more risk, not cryptocurrency. I know Bitcoin's going to the moon, but history says that stuff crashes. It's hard. People lose money. It's volatile. I want something I don't have to look at every day. So yeah. I put that money into index funds. I buy some long-term rentals. I might buy some gold and silver. That's my whole financial wealth plan right there explained in 5 minutes. A great plan doesn't have to be complicated. I think the other thing that's really important is how much money is your business actually making each month? That's where a P&L comes in. A lot of us don't really know where we stand. I use QuickBooks. You can do it right on a spreadsheet. What is the total amount of money my business brought in minus the expenses leaves my net income?
Yeah.
Warren Buffett said one of the big edges that he had in being able to make, you know, tons of money, be really successful, is basic accounting. Just being able to understand what a profit and loss sheet is. Again, you can use a software program like QuickBooks, for those of you who know, but you can also just have it on a spreadsheet. And you should have that spreadsheet that you're looking at every single month. What's my total top line revenue? Okay, I brought in $11,000. How much did I spend on advertising? How much did I spend on equipment? How much did I spend on travel? How much did I spend on education? Mm-hmm. Then that leaves my net number. That also allows me to track month over month. Did my advertising cost go up? Did my equipment cost go up? Did I buy a bunch of video equipment? Did I track, right? So now I can not only track what my net income is, which is the most important number of your business, that's what you're going to pay taxes on. But also, you, if you have some basic categories starting out, you can also track, are your expenses really high one month? Okay, what happened? Maybe I have a fraudulent charge that I need to go in and look at my, right? You really want to pay attention, but it's all about simplicity and really staying on top of it in learning and in developing a simple system. Steph, are you learning that you can run your business based on simple systems, not only on the back end, but also in your marketing and content creation?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, I'm using a spreadsheet right now only because I've only been doing it for like 9 months. So like, I don't have this very long thing that I need yet. But just like you said, like what you're paying off of and writing all your expenses, like people don't realize the things you can write off in a business. I'm still like learning it. My husband will be like, Stephanie, did you use your business card for that? I'm like, I'm still learning that piece of like what I can write off and what I, you know, can't in my business and what I'm putting it on. Cause there are, you know, obviously different lines for different things. But it's just like amazing, like what it forces you to learn running your own business. And it's very different. Like seeing my like friends, like they run like an actual business, right? Like they have to be there 14, 15 hours a day. And in my mind, I was just kind of like, well, I don't want that, right? Like I'm looking for time. I want to travel. When we have kids, I want to stay home. Like I don't want to be stuck at a business that, you know, and it's still great. You're still an entrepreneur, but this just like allowed me to like learn about money, be more like aware, run my own business, have my time, travel. Like the things I've gotten to do this past like year of like learning this and doing this, I wouldn't have done in 5 years as a teacher because I wouldn't have had the time to do it, you know, to learn about it. It's just my life has changed so much because of this in the best way possible. And I'm just so much more like happy, like, you know, mentally, physically, I get to do things when I want. I work hard. I've always had that in me. Like I work hard. Like I was the teacher everyone went to get something done. Right. And when I left, it was kind of like, man, you know, Steph did a lot of stuff. And I just turned that around and I put all that into my business. And it has like just shown through like everything you can accomplish if you put your mind to it. And, you know, you take quitting off the table and you are like, I'm, you know, gonna do this no matter how long it takes me.
Mm. Yeah, good for you. And I love your point about just putting your expenses on a business credit card. That's one of the best ways to keep track of your expenses.
Yeah.
Not what they call co-mingle. That's one of the biggest things the IRS hates from what I understand. And it's also a surefire way to confuse yourself about where your write-offs are, especially if you ever, you know, have an account and they're going to get mad at you. That's why I get that business. For me, I use Amex. You can go to your bank and probably get, you know, start out with even a secured business credit card where you put $500 down. You know, build your credit up. Build your credit up. I traded in my car the other day, and my credit report came back. It was $776. I said, you know, golly. I said, boy, for an old homeless, you know, high school dropout, that ain't bad. But I've been building that credit for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been building that credit. I don't owe anybody anything. You know, I don't owe anybody anything. I pay my credit cards off every month. For me, I even pay my mortgages off. I mean, I just, you know, crazy. I want to leverage everything. And look, I want to have peace of mind, just like you're talking about. I want to build towards peace of mind. I want to simplify my life and my finances. And again, back to those business credit cards and personal credit cards, you know, anytime I have a business expense, it goes right on that business credit card. And then at the end of the month, that business credit card statement, it's got all of the business write-offs. It's all right there. Hmm. You know, it's not spread out all over, you know, in 15 different places. I don't have 15 different credit cards. You know, I really try to put, and I do, unless a wire needs to be sent, because they don't, you know, take. And then you've always got your, if they need, if you're using Amex and they need Visa and MasterCard, you usually get a debit card from your bank account, which I bank with Bank of America, and they give a Visa debit card. I use that on very rare occasions. But wonderful that you are upgrading that element of your life and your knowledge, because that will carry you to places. You can go into any business. These are transferable skills, people. You can now go into any venture, any business, and as you said, any conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can try to talk over your head. They can, and when you hear them making things complicated, you can, you don't have to call them out and say, whew, that sounds, but you can know in your heart, they're overcomplicating things. Business doesn't need to be complicated. It's not a mystery, folks. It's not something that other people can do and you can't. That's one thing you need to remember. A great business, great finances are simple. They're easy to understand. Don't let anybody talk over your head. Don't let anybody try to confuse you or overcomplicate it. If you go into any situation and somebody tries to make you feel stupid or overcomplicate things, walk away. Because business and finances and even investments should be simple. When you start getting into having money to invest, if you don't understand it, run. How did Warren Buffett make his billions? Staying in what he called his circle of competency, meaning that he didn't get into crazy tech. He didn't get into artificial intelligence. He understood oil. He understood finance. So where does he, in a little bit of technology, he owns either 11 or 18% of Apple. He's got a lot of oil. He owns a large portion of American Express. It's his circle of competency. Don't be afraid to stay where you understand. That's one thing for me with marketing. There's a lot of different opportunities that come across my desk every day that I say, nope, don't understand it. Don't understand it. Don't. But it's ground floor, Dave. You know, there's never going to be enough. I got to pass. It's not in my circle of competency. I'm going to stay because I'd rather stay where I know I can be successful and keep things simple than add a bunch of stress and overcomplicate my life. Does that resonate with you, Steph?
Yeah, completely. I mean, I really had to push myself. It was more of, I just didn't have the education and money. It was just always like, don't worry about it. It's taken care of. Don't worry. You know, like that's always what I got. And I've never been pushed to have to figure it out, but I wanted to, like, I needed to, if I was going to make my life change. But I do, I mean, when you talk about things getting past to your desk of like, and you don't understand it, like I have people message me all the time wanting to join, like, or email me, like join, you know, their affiliate programs or talk about their company. And I read their company. I'm like, I don't even know what you do. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not answering. Like, if I can't understand what you do, I'm not promoting you. You know, and they'll come back and try to explain it. And I'm still like, you already lost me. Like, I don't know how that even embeds into my niche. So, it's not going to provide value to my audience if I'm not understanding it or how to promote you or, you know, if that makes sense, just like, I'm just staying in my circle of what I understand. And anybody I promote, honestly, I've gone out and I've found, if they're reaching out to you, not that it's always a level of desperation, but like, I don't know, like in my head, like, how many people are you sending this to? What are you trying to accomplish if you're reaching out to all these people? I don't know, but that was just my take on it.
I love that. I love that. Well, that's, you're relating this concept to where you're at in your business. And I love that. And I just also love that no longer these conversations are, you know, not something you're partaking in or can partake in. Now, even the trust between you and your husband, I guess it was the one who was taking care of finances before, and God bless him. Now, not particularly that you have to be involved in every conversation or decision, but you can be.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's an empowering feeling.
Yeah. It feels really good to understand more. Like, I mean, he has a finance degree. He's very educated when it comes to money. And it's just nice to be able to understand what he's explaining to me too about, like, you know, our finances. And how I'm just able to help more like financially now and just be involved, and he can talk to me, and obviously he's going to have to walk me through. I haven't done this a full year yet, but taxes are coming up and he's going to have to help me like figure out, you know, here's the things we have to go through for our business. People ask me that all the time, like, well, how do taxes work? I'm like, well, I know you fill out a 1099 and we use the CPA, you know, but like beyond that, I haven't gone through it. I am not going to give you this advice because I haven't done it yet. And we've always used one just because like with my husband in sales and we do real estate too. I mean, we kind of do it different. I feel like I'm watching a lot of marketers and, you know, they built this from the ground up first and now they're investing in real estate and other streams of income, to where ours kind of started with real estate and his job. And then this was just another stream of income we added. And coming, like I said, from a teaching salary, I don't have that much I was replacing. And this gives me that unlimited, you know, potential to just keep working hard, and I'll be able to make more than I would have ever dreamed of as a teacher. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just like an amazing feeling. Like once you step out of a comfort zone and you push yourself and you grow more confident in each thing that you push yourself in.
Well, that's very, very true. And you've opened up a lot of possibility now by making a courageous decision. Not easy. I know you probably loved your job and you loved helping and serving. And at a certain point, you know, you so many of our teachers, our nurses are the hardest working, best of what America has to offer. People have to make a decision between other people's families and their families. And that's that's an unfortunate situation, but it is what it is. And you're a better person for it, because you either pay now or you pay later, you know, with our families and our children. You know, you either handle it now or you're going to have to handle it later. Either way, you're going to have to face it. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of how I view raising children. You're either going to have to institute some discipline and structure now, or there's somebody else is going to institute discipline and structure for them later on down the road. And so it's either you pay now with a little bit of uncomfortability and not letting them do everything they want to do, or somebody else is going to have to institute those rules for them down the road. Let's talk a little bit about the limiting beliefs you had to overcome compared from the first time you were on the show to now this time, this since you've been on the show last. How did those change? What were those back then? What have those been these last 3 or 4 months?
Let's see. I mean, it's just always like, if you can do it, right? Like I knew I could do it, but until you see results, it's hard. I mean, it's hard those first few months. I talk to a lot of people on my lives now and in messages, like, you know, what did you do? How did you grow? And it's just like, well, I showed up every day, you know, no matter what, whether you're sick, you're on vacation, whatever you're doing, you're still showing up. Now that looks different. Like I may not be as active on my stories or something, but like I'm still posting 3 times a day. I'm still, you know, I might have to answer messages less if I'm on vacation or something, but then I'm back to it when I'm home. So I feel like that was a big limiting belief of like, until you saw the growth, until you saw a social media platform take off and you're gaining all these followers. You know, November and December kind of hit me hard. I don't know if it was like holidays or what, but my growth on Instagram slowed down a lot and it's now picked up again. But that was really hard to be like, oh, I was growing, you know, 10,000 followers every 2 weeks and now I've hit this wall and I have to go back and I have to figure out like, you know, why is it? Is it the holidays? Is it my content? Is it something I changed and I don't even realize it? So you have to constantly be analyzing it. I thought vacation would be difficult, like when I'm traveling, to keep up, but it's not. I just have to get up earlier than others or stay up later and edit content. But I get asked that a lot. Like my sisters even asked me like, is it annoying to still have to work every day? And I'm like, no, because like I'm at a pool, right? Like if I'm in a tropical spot and my friends, you know, they were working, my husband's working, they all can work remote and I'm running around the pool filming videos and then I'll stay up late and I'll edit them. And it's just like a little bit of give and take, but like, honestly, like I'd rather be doing a little, you know, a few hours of work on vacation than being stuck in a classroom. Like I wouldn't have even been able to be here like if I wasn't doing this. So no, it's not annoying. like just having my husband or bringing my tripod, you get more comfortable and you just film what you're doing and you edit it later. So those were some limiting beliefs that I was like, until I got to experience it and do it, and now I can answer those questions for other people. Obviously, like comparing yourself, I don't know if it fits under limiting beliefs, but that is like a challenge. Like when you see all these people who explode quicker than you do, but you have to think like you are growing faster than someone else also doing this. My husband always reminds me, like, Stephanie, there will always be somebody better. Like, it's just, where are you in your business? Like, are you where you can be? Are you meeting your goals? I mean, I have a huge like goal sheet, and obviously some are going to take time to obtain and some are those stepping stones that you have to hit before you can even get there. Wake Up Legendary was on my, you know, my list, and I got asked to be that on October. I got asked back. Speaking at a mastermind, it's on my list. I know I've got some time to get there. But just different limiting beliefs, but like more challenges I felt like for me, because I know when I put my mind to something, I'm going to accomplish it. You may not know when that's going to be. And that is the hardest part to wait for. I was actually like talking about this in my live on Monday. It was just like, I've seen so many people come into this space when I did, and some took off. And some would ask me for advice when I started blowing up, and I would tell them, and then they would just like fall off the face of the earth. Like, they just gave up. I haven't seen them in months. Like, you saw them all the time and they're gone. And like that saturation question, like, no, because most people give up, and you're going to have generations coming up for years to come that are just so involved in technology, and they're going to be doing things like this. Like, it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah. Gosh, what an honest and accurate perspective that is about the saturation piece. I saw the same exact thing. I came in and, you know, came in with a class, if you will, when I got started or in my earlier days. And I see people popping up now, of course, all the time. It's sort of the same thing, just it's the same gift, different wrapping, same people, different time. This happens everywhere though, friends. It's not just here. I mean, people start things and don't follow through every day, all around the world. Is learning anything in this world saturated? No. Because people have dreams, just like is being a firefighter, is being a police officer, is being an architect, is being an engineer. You could say the same thing as being a doctor saturated. Well, everybody, there must be so many, especially now that we got people coming from, you know, different countries, you know, India. Oh my gosh, the amount of people that are coming to the United States or Canada from just India that want to be, they must be oversaturating our medical system, right? Wrong. I mean, There's still colleges charging $250,000, $350,000, $500,000 to take your butt into medical school, and maybe there's a job out there for you, maybe there isn't. But you know, if you work hard enough, there likely is. But the majority of the people only dream or talk or take the initial first steps and then stop. That doesn't mean that being a doctor is oversaturated. Just like that doesn't mean that being an online marketer, I'd say there's infinitely. Now, this is just this is not a study that I'm quoting, but if I look around and use common sense, I'd say there's infinitely more space on the internet to reach potentially 8 billion people than there is to go into a field where there's a limited supply of customers. Mm-hmm. Such as being an architect, such as being an engineer, such as being a doctor, such as being a teacher, such as being a nurse. There's only a certain amount of hospitals. Wouldn't that be more saturated? But no, we never ask that question going into that. Mm-hmm. We only say, well, if I create content on the internet, is that saturated? How? I don't get it. It's any excuse we can come up with, any odd thing that we can do to talk ourselves out of following through with things. We will do. It's the human brain. It's a bad neighborhood. I try not to go up here without a buddy sometimes. Because I can dadgum come up with some really just asinine things. I've been here in that saturation bull donkey for 13 years. And it's just like, it's one of the things that we just use to talk ourselves out of following through because something's just uncomfortable. So we will make up this. I mean, I tell you what, we are bigger and better storytellers than Walt Disney is. I mean, I'm telling you, we come up with these tales. Oh, the internet is oversaturated and such this and such that. And there's a, where did you come up with this? While some person who's probably less intelligent than you are just didn't overthink it and just got started and their dadgum soaring to the moon. Sometimes we overthink things to the point to where it's analysis and paralysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many niches too, people forget, not to interrupt you, but there are so many niches that you can apply this to anything you're passionate about. And I have to remind people that because they get stuck on seeing people, you know, in my niche, in the wealth niche and talking about like money, you know, how to make money, what have they, you know, people make, and obviously that's changed, but like, I'm like, nobody selling something else is going to be talking about money. Of course you're attracted to people talking about money because everyone wants more money. Everyone wants that, right? Like that's what makes your life go around sometimes. And, but like no one selling a dog product is going to be like, I made this, you know, I made this much or talking about it. Like they're trying to get you to train your dog. Like you have to realize there when you're not in a wealth niche talking about money, people aren't talking about it in another niche because that's not your problem. Your problem is that your dog won't come when called. Like, so just how you apply it and what you see on social media, you don't know it's affiliate marketing. You only know a wealth niche is affiliate marketer because we're talking about money. But like, there are so many ways. Anytime you click on a link, I tell people this all the time, the company is getting paid and so is affiliate. And I don't care what you say, but two people are getting paid or however many people out of that purchase, no matter where you see it.
Yeah, I love transferable skills. I mean, yeah, I think that people come into our curriculum and our, you know, educational ecosystem here at Legendary thinking that this is an MLM. Friends, this ain't your, you know, girlfriend's favorite MLM. We ain't selling sex toys and fat wraps here, lotions, potions, and pills. You know, I mean, we're trying to teach you some damn skills that you can actually use in the real world to, in first and foremost, take the damn information that's inside of your head, the knowledge that you already have. So many of you are knowledgeable experts at so many different topics and package that and sell it on the internet and teach it on the internet. Let you know, yesterday we had a wonderful woman in the cooking niche. You know, last week we had an awesome dude in the pilot niche. You know, here he is learning how to fly planes. He's of quite a few steps ahead of a brand new person, and he's on his way. His goal is to be the top pilot content creator and marketer in the entire digital space in the next 12 months. I think that was what he said. And it was realistic for him. He saw that possible because so few people were actually taking their knowledge and their wisdom and sharing it on the internet. And it's all he was doing was these background videos. You ever seen that? I don't know if you're using the green screen videos, but they're just so kind of, you know, low quality. It's not like you did nowadays. In order to be a top content creator, a top marketer in the world, you don't have to be in a studio. For God's sakes, I'm sitting in a freaking laundry room right now. Look at this. Now I am at my ranch and it's beautiful outside, but the dadgum internet sucked out there. So I had to come in here in the freaking laundry room. I mean, for God's sakes, there's towels and Tide over here on the thing. There's, you know, my phone sitting, leaning up against a dadgum thing, a Lysol disinfectant wipes for Christmas sakes. I mean, stop thinking that you got to be inside of a freaking studio and be, you know, shooting some high tech, you know, high production videos and be some guru. For God's sakes, record and press post and see what happens.
Yeah, I was literally going to say the same thing. People ask me out all the time, like, how do you know it's good? And I'm like, you don't. It stinks. If you scroll all the way back, everyone's videos are terrible at the beginning, like from our point of view. And they get better the more you do it, the more you post. And you never know what's going to take off and resonate with somebody. Sometimes I'll be like, spend 2 seconds on a post. I'll throw some text on it. And it will do way better than something I spent 25 minutes on. You know, it's just, you don't know. And just post it. Like,
always. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you go back and give yourself when you got started?
I'm someone who's definitely like likes to reach really big in that end goal person. So just the advice of like enjoying each milestone. Like I hit one and I'm like, okay, now I got to go to the next one. I'm just always someone who wants more. And it's not the more of the money. It's just knowing I could do it, because before I would never have had like milestones to hit. I would show up to a job and grade, you know, teach kids, grade papers, answer parent emails. Like, so just enjoying like the process. Like, yeah, it's a simple system, but it takes a lot of learning to set it up. And once it's set up, then enjoy, like, have fun creating, you know, content and answering people. I wish I would have gotten more comfortable with voice messages sooner. It would have saved me a lot of time in the beginning. Going live sooner, I wish I would have done that too. Just, I was like nervous. I don't know why, because I am a very confident person, but I want to be knowledgeable. I don't like to be asked a question and not have an answer for you, which is why it took me longer to get set up than some. Some people set themselves up in 2 weeks. It took me 4 months. Like I had to, cross all of my T's, dot my I's. Like I wanted it ready to go. So just, I don't know, just celebrating those milestones a little bit more. I'm just a perfectionist. It's just in my personality. So maybe just like let loose a little bit more, which I have now. And I've also learned save everything without text, because those days you're sick, those days you're busy, you can repurpose those videos. Because before I didn't do that. I would record it and I would put everything on it. And then I'm like, oh, you know, now I have to always make new content. Like, I don't have to do that anymore. I can go back and reuse those videos and put different text, different music. So that helps a lot too.
I love that you said that, because if you were to just create 6 months worth of content and again, save that content, always make sure you're saving your videos, like Steph said, and put them in a Google Drive folder, put them in a Dropbox folder, put them somewhere where you can go back and repurpose them. Mm-hmm. Look, people don't remember what the hell you posted 3 hours ago, let alone 3 days ago, let alone 3 months ago. So at a certain point, you can begin to repost those same videos with different text on them. And now all of a sudden the core of the video is the same. The text is a little bit different and you can repurpose that business. Now you have more of a passive business.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising and content creation for that is just, it's, you don't even have to create the core videos from scratch.
Yeah.
I don't think we think about that at all. Oh, it's fine. Kids, dogs, bring them all. Oh. Steph, this is, I tell you, there's been more platinum nuggets on this show than, you know, in a mine, you know, where somebody's got a bulldozer digging them up. So thank you for your wisdom today and coming back on the show and joining me once again for an absolutely value-packed episode. You've over-delivered once again. I do envision you up on the stage at a mastermind here in the near future, maybe even one of our larger events that we're thinking about doing. Hey, and so keep up the great work, okay? Everybody's going to go check you out at Teacher to Marketer over on TikTok and Instagram. And stay legendary, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, my friends, we will see you later. Let's see if we've got internet service to walk out here into the. We've got quite a few legendary. Look at this. We've got, oh, you're not going to believe this, my friends. Who is sitting at the breakfast table? I wonder if you can still see him. Do you know that guy, Mr. Ryan Halpert over there? Wow. Do you know Ryan, everybody? If you don't, then support 101, Decade in a Day, Hot Seat, and Fast, what do we call it? Hot Seat, Fast Feedback, baby, coaching calls. We got Becca, right? Customer support lead. Anybody know Mr. Andre Miller over here? right? Was he your BPA? Brittany, don't be turning away. This is his wonderful wife, and these are all of our kids. This is, oh, he's turning away too. Wow. All right, well, we're having a little ranch mental expansion up here, little mastermind ourselves up here in an undisclosed location out in the country here in Florida. And my friends, we are just living the marketer's life, right? Living the marketer's life. This morning, streaming here because the internet was not that great from the laundry room. Love showing you behind the scenes because I want you to be able to get out of your own way, right? I want you to be able to get out of your own way and realize that it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get done, all right? So I believe in each one of you to be able to get it done, that you have inside of you what you need. You don't need anybody else to complete you. You don't need a guru to, give you permission. You just need to take action on what you know and realize that what you know is more than you realize. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. If you want to get started with our 15-day challenge, business blueprints, or come to a mastermind, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. It's right on the screen right there. Enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L. And if you want a text message reminder, whenever we go live here at 10 a.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, you can text W-U-L to 813-296-8553. Yes, son. What is that?
What's that?
That's laundry detergent. That's laundry detergent.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Son, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. I'm going to get out of here, my friends. You have a wonderful... Okay, Sam wants to ride on the tractor, my friends. You guys have a blessed day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Peace.